Is there a viable life after, a virtuous, for that matter, life after traveling with a rock and roll band? It's a real question for people if that's what they did in their early days. My next guest, Aaron Cohen, found that he could use his skills as a former drug-addicted rock and roller for the band Jane's Addiction to infiltrate brothels all around the world. Where's the virtue, you say? Well, he used that skill to deal in a very direct way with the modern-day emergence of slavery. Often, Aaron would end up buying the freedom of enslaved girls who couldn't get away, like the case of one girl he helped in Cambodia we're going to hear about, Jaunty. It's a controversial approach to dealing with the problem of human trafficking, and Aaron Cohen has just written a book called Slave Hunter with journalist Christine Buckley. They're both here with us now. Aaron, how did you make the decision to buy actual individuals, and does a choice like that help perpetuate the market for human slaves?
Folks look at this issue, and it is controversial, the idea of contributing to a market. But I saw it from a more of a micro perspective, because there was this child in front of me, and I had to make a choice. What am I going to do for this child? And certainly in the book we get into this. One of the young kids in the book, a girl named Jaunty, I have to make a choice. What am I going to do for this girl? Now, I could do nothing and justify that by the idea that I'm not contributing to a market. But I couldn't come to grips in my own mind how that would help alleviate the macro problem. I thought that if I could go one kid at a time, one child at a time, that micro would add up to macro later. And all right. I like to think that that's what happened.
Well, in terms of Jaunty, right? How much did you pay to free her?
I didn't actually pay to free her. What happened was is I went and I identified her singing karaoke in a brothel. I put pressure on her to sing back to me, and it was uncomfortable.
She was 13 years old, so, mm-hmm. Yeah.
She was very uncomfortable, so I invited her to bring some of the other younger kids to sing for us while we enjoyed a little party. Then I filmed some solicitations on my cell phone, and afterwards, the next day, went with a fantastic pastor from a group called Rafa House in Cambodia named Dear Sorum. And Pastor Sorum returned back with the chief of police of the city where they were from.
Let me just get it clearly. I mean, Jaunty's story resulted in how many young girls being freed?
Well, from finding Jaunty, we were able to get 11 girls under the age of 16 out that following morning.
Right. Christine, what attracted you to Aaron's story? And, this is someone with a lot of motives and some of them personal, some of them very, very altruistic. And
I think we have a tendency to look at problems like this, like slavery, like genocide, and say, well, you know, it's complex, it's complicated. And that's a way for a lot of us to just walk away and just, as journalists, even maybe present the information and say, well, this is going on, but, you know, it's going to take a lot of steps to be able to free slaves. So, well, let's just walk away. We'd have to eradicate hunger and extreme poverty, and then who knows where to begin? Well, Aaron's a guy who said, okay, I see these people, and especially when he started freeing children out of brothels, I know that taking this one girl out of here isn't going to solve the big picture, but it is going to save her life. You know, everyone isn't going to be able to, get on a plane and go to country X and start pulling people out of slavery. That's not what we're saying.
But is that how it works? Is that what you accomplish here?
Well,
this is the story of fundamentally just getting on a plane, going to places where you know this is happening, getting off the plane, checking into a hotel, and finding the people who can help.
He can't do this for the rest of his life either, but what we're trying to say is, let's take responsibility for our role as citizens in perpetuating this. And that's not just sex slavery, which is what we're talking about here. We're also talking about agricultural workers, enslaved domestics.
Christine, as a journalist, we don't want to annoy Aaron here. Can you estimate how many people he's actually set free through some actions of his?
Aaron, would you say, I mean, it's in the thousands. I don't know exactly how many, but, I think numbers are problematic. I don't think we should talk about numbers because, you know, free is, you know, as you said, someone like Jaunty, who we mentioned earlier, Aaron brought her out of the brothel into a shelter, and then she later died, you know, from complications related to the drugs that she was forced to take for her whole life. So I don't think we should talk about numbers. I think we should talk about, we can. There are 27 million people estimated to be enslaved in this world.
Aaron, you've gone into some very dangerous places and dealt with some pretty ruthless people. Have you ever thought that, you know, maybe you have something of a death wish on your own? I mean, this story is really about that, it seems.
You know, the party credentials that I developed from working with Perry Farrell and Jane's Addiction gave me a sense of adventure in certain circumstances other people don't have. And I'm not shocked. You know, it's Perry's classic phrase, nothing's shocking. I'm not shocked by some of these tragic things you see in brothels because, after all, I was with the Jane's Addiction Circus for so many years. So ultimately, I think that...
It's good prep. It's good prep for ending slavery.
Yeah, I mean, I didn't have this idea that we were going to end slavery. I just took it like, okay, I'm just one guy in a chain of people trying to make things happen. And that's how it worked. It wasn't like one person going on an airplane and freeing slaves. It was an entire infrastructure of people, a band raising money, activists on the ground, care providers.
I understand. I mean, I'm not trying to give you the Nobel Prize. You know, I know how deeply that would offend you. But seriously, you have made some choices here that are really amazing to behold. How challenging was it to collaborate on this book, Christine?
I think it was really challenging because, I mean, Aaron is a complex individual. I mean, I think, and there's a lot of people along the way who maybe doubted his motives. And
you among them?
Maybe in the very beginning when I first met him, I said, this is crazy. Who is this guy? I mean, why are do you have a death wish? Are you a danger addict? Have you replaced your addiction to drugs to an addiction to danger? I mean, this is crazy. But in coming to know him, I mean, and I think that's why I sort of put my life on hold for 2 years and have now become, you know, an anti-slavery activist because...
Mommy slave hunter.
he's joking, but I mean, you know, he really does live this. He really does believe this, and I think we both have come to believe that it is possible to end slavery as we know it, not just sex trafficking, all kinds of slavery in this country and elsewhere, and we could be a model for that. I mean, the country that supposedly wiped out slavery, you know, with the 13th Amendment could actually be the country to wipe it out mm-hmm. for real in 25 years or less.
We take our freedom for granted. And the message for me with this book is don't take your freedom for granted. Do something about your personal freedom and the freedom of others.
Do something indeed. Aaron Cohen, Christine Buckley wrote Slave Hunter, One Man's Quest to Free Victims of Human Trafficking. Thanks to both of you for joining us. A direct approach, micro and macro. Pretty impressive.
I'm David Remnick, host of the New Yorker Radio Hour. There's nothing like finding a story you can really sink into that lets you tune out the noise and focus on what matters. In print or here on the podcast, The New Yorker brings you thoughtfulness and depth and even humor that you can't find anywhere else. So please join me every week for The New Yorker Radio Hour, wherever you listen to podcasts.